pretty much just deja vu for the last year. Every fortnight's pretty much been the same news. I don't know if there's much more that can be said about it, really. We've sort of been living with this for the whole year. Just got to hope that we're getting close to the bottom.
Is it affecting the price that you're getting paid for your milk from your processor?
Yeah, because the way New Zealand milk price works is that the GDT auction, all those results play into the milk price is calculated. So they use all those results to generate the farm gate milk price. So we are paid a price that's sort of based on, you know, what the basic commodity value is, and then all the extra profit Fonterra makes on top of with the value-added products and all the rest of it, that gets paid to us in dividend form.
Are you at a level now that's below the cost of production in terms of what you're getting paid?
Oh, I think a good majority of us were already there last season, and pretty much the rest of us are joining them now. If what we hear, you know, if what we're expecting is going to come to pass, does come to pass in terms of the payout, you would find virtually all farmers, except for those without any debt at all, would definitely be below that. You know, they won't be making a profit. Some people still have their cost of production underneath the milk price, but if they've got the average sort of debt level, their debt servicing costs will take them over what the value of the milk is, so they won't be making any dollars.
Has it been this tough before in your experience of the dairy industry in New Zealand?
Yeah, the 80s, but then I was only at primary school, so I suppose it impacted me on the lack of toys I got bought, but didn't really come as much to home as it does when you're actually living and breathing it.
There seems to be a stark contrast at the moment in terms of the prospects for dairy in Australia and for what's happening in New Zealand. In Australia, we're seeing investment in the industry coming from all sorts of different channels. Does that surprise you?
Well, I don't think, no, we've still got, the long-term picture is still good, so the investment will still come. I mean, what the farmers are being paid for is a reflection of the current sort of short-term issues that we're facing. But I mean, investment obviously is driven by people's long-term expectations.